Good morning, or good afternoon, everyone. It is March 10th, 2023, 4:32 p.m. For this emergency meeting. There is a quorum present. We're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. You can join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving on to item number three, this discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of the agenda for March 10th, 2023 emergency meeting. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about today's meeting agenda?
No, sir. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, sir. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding today's agenda? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah. This is Commissioner Mitchell. I move to approve today's agenda as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number four is public comment. Public comment will be allowed at the beginning and end of each meeting. These comments should be limited to matters not on today's calendar agenda. Public comment will be allowed after each item on the agenda. Those comments should be limited to the agendized topic. With that stated, is there any public comment today? Not seeing any public comment, we're going to move right along to item number five. This is discussion only, no action, no public comment will be taken. These are committee and staff reports. Start off with the Sheriff's Office. Good afternoon, Sheriff. You got anything for us? You're on mute, sir.
How about now?
You are good to go now.
Nothing today, thank you.
All right, thank you. I'll go off memory here. Becky Parsons, dispatch, do you have anything for us today?
Hi, Becky Parsons, nothing to report today.
Thank you, Becky. We're going to go on to Human Resources, Mitzi Carter. Mitzi, do you have anything for us today? All right, we're going to move on to the Recorder's Office. Drew, do you have anything for us today?
Nothing today, thank you.
Thank you. I see the Comptroller McCain, do you have anything for us today? All right, we're going to move on to the Senior Center, Stacy York.
Sorry, nothing today. This is Jennifer.
Thank you, Jennifer.
And this is Stacy. Nothing to report today.
Thank you, Stacy. I see the chief has joined us. Chief Longcar, do you have anything for us today, sir?
Chairman Longcar, for the record, nothing other than pretty much what the meeting's about today, commissioners.
Thank you. Moving right along to Todd Tuttle. Do you have anything for us today?
Nothing to report today, no.
Wonderful, thank you. Brandy Lopez in the Commissioner's Office, do you have anything for us today? How about the DA's office? DA Langer, thank you for joining us.
Nothing today, Mr. Chairman.
All right, wonderful. I think that sums up, County Manager, do you have anything for us today?
I do not, thank you.
All right. Clerk Treasurer Hindle, you have anything for us?
Nothing today, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
All right. Thank you to staff for being here. We're going to move right along to item number six, board comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments today for us or comments?
No comments today. Thank you, sir.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, any comments today?
Only comment is I just want to thank staff for their preparation work they did prior to this storm. I did take a cruise through Mark Twain yesterday, and the sandbag station was in good shape. There are a couple shovels inside as well as plenty of sandbags. And there were actually a few that were pre-filled. I don't know if that was a neighbor down there, but they were in good shape. So just a thank you. Thank you to staff that's been working hard to make sure that we're taken care of.
I could not agree with you more, Vice Chairman. I want to thank staff, Public Works, our dispatchers, fire department, sheriff's office, I think I said Public Works already, and everybody else, part of the Story County team that has pulled together to help us get through the day. Much appreciated. Moving on to item number 7, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of resolution number 23-672 of the Board of Story County Commissioners declaring a state of emergency in Story County due to unforeseen severe weather events causing sudden flooding due to snow runoff caused by atmospheric river flows across the county starting March 9, 2023 and ending March 20, 2023. Excuse me, the emergency declaration may provide the county access to state and federal funds and other resources which otherwise may not be available for its response to the weather emergency. This action should not cause alarm, but it should remind residents and businesses to be vigilant and to prepare for potential impacts caused by storm events. County Manager Osborne.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne, Story County Manager, for the record. I'll give you a background. Right now, we have activated with Mike Bullion as the lead emergency commander, as the emergency management director. We are in a semi-emergency operations center. We're on standby over the weekend as we're responding to mainly flooding events down in the lower elevations. Crews right now as we speak are responding. I can go to all the different communities, but in Six Mile Canyon, we know that road is closed because of washouts and problems there. In Mark Twain, the crews have gone through and looked at all of the culverts that are typically problems and looked at high water crossings and other areas to clear them, and they're keeping an eye on those. They also have equipment staged there. The Lockwood Creek or Long Valley Creek, as I understand, is about a foot below the rim. We're watching it and keeping an eye on it. And right now, crews are just finishing up a major blowout that happened on Milan Drive. That is flooding out some areas out in that area pretty severely. That road is closed. That's going to get transferred over to private matters, and then the crews are going to go over to Lockwood and keep an eye on that. And then there's just other little things here and there. We want to remind you that right after this emergency declaration hopefully is approved, we will send out a PIO statement that shows the public this and also gives an outline of all the things that crews are doing across the county. And one of the biggest things I'm hearing is that folks don't know that they are supposed to get sandbags to barricade their properties against flooding. So there's going to be a pretty strong statement on that to let folks know you need to fill this up yourself. Go get the sand. We provide it for you. And then bag up your house. And then lastly, I'll just summarize. Due to unforeseen flooding caused by the atmospheric river between March 9 and the 20th, we're asking that this board consider a declaration of emergency so we become accessible to federal and state funds. Mike Bullion, the emergency manager, will take action as necessary under this declaration. And at this point, the state has not declared an emergency. Other counties and areas are considering it. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, County Manager. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about this agenda item?
I have no questions or comments. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments?
I do not have any questions or comments.
Thank you. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment, that brings us down to the matter of business. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yes, I'm happy to. I did see one question in the chat.
Oh.
That is in the chat, I believe, was about sandbags or about people who can't fill them. So it would be for people who lack strength or dexterity to do it.
I would suggest probably calling a neighbor. Unfortunately, we don't have the manpower to fill bags at this time. So if you need help, I would suggest reaching out to a neighbor.
We also have been providing residents a list of folks who have tractors and heavy equipment, other type of contractors that they can work with, mainly for snow clearing of driveways, but we're doing that as well.
Wonderful, thank you. Is there any other public comment? Not seeing any public comment. Thank you, Vice Chairman Mitchell, for pointing that out. Back to my original question, are you prepared to make a motion?
Yes, I'm happy to make a motion, and I'll also put out there that people can contact me if they're in that kind of a situation, and either I have some capability to do so with my boys, and we'll see if we can help out if someone's in dire need.
Great, thank you.
So with that, my motion, this is Commissioner Mitchell. Yep. Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve resolution number 23-672, declaring a state of emergency in Story County due to unforeseen severe weather events causing sudden flooding due to snow runoff caused by atmospheric river flows across the county starting March 9th, 2023 and ending March 20th, 2023.
This is Lance Gilman. I will second the motion, but note that Sheriff Cullen also has a chat message for the county, but I will second that motion. Thank you.
All right, thank you for that. We'll read this chat right now. It says, Sheriff volunteers are ready to help with sandbags. Thank you for that, Sheriff. Who would they get a hold of at this point?
Get a hold of dispatch. They'll get a hold of me, and I can get the volunteers going.
All right, thank you very much for that, Sheriff. Much appreciated. All right, so we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, gentlemen. Moving on to item number 8 is the second and final time for public comment during this meeting. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any public comment. I'm just going to recap again what the sheriff had offered. If there's anybody that needs assistance filling sandbags, please contact dispatch on the non-emergency number at 775-847-0950. They will get a hold of the sheriff's office, and the sheriff will be able to dispatch volunteers to help with the sandbagging. Again, thank you for that offer, Sheriff. Much appreciated. Moving on to item number 9 is adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. It is 4:44 p.m., Friday, March 10th. This meeting is adjourned. Stay safe, stay warm. See you all in the next week or so.